We're all playing in the same band. There's enough guitars for you and me. Stand beside your brother and take his hand. Seems the times are changing. Finally, we're all playing in the same band. Sing the song together and you'll see. Let them know forever just where you stand. People must be learning. And we're all playing in the same band. We're all playing in the same band. We're all playing in the same band. Oh, him, her, you and me. Guitars for you and me. Stand beside your brother and take his hand. Seems the times are changing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Artie Kornfeld.
Hi, it's me, Artie Kornfeld.
Everybody got the spirit. Yeah, you know what? The spirit, you know, I didn't have the spirit 1 minute until I heard I was on, and then you people turned me on and make me feel like I have the spirit, which was the spirit of the Woodstock Nation. It's actually the spirit that you guys out there, some of you are wealthier than others, some are poorer than others, or how you're making it through, and those who are making it through, you know, God bless you, and I wish you the best. It was a really great opening the first summer again, with we're all playing in the same band, because if we need it now, we got to tell Congress to play in the same band. And tonight, Heidi Little, her new album and a brand new song that's never been heard. So here's Heidi Little doing Skip to the Beat.
Thank you. surprise. Somebody told you that there was a fantastic prize.
Hello, it's Artie with The Spirit and Heidi Little. You know, Heidi has been my friend before Facebook. You're a before Facebook friend, right, Heidi?
Yes. Yay.
I think we met in the spatial space of MySpace.
Yes, the connector.
You remember that, MySpace? Didn't that exist at some point in the past?
Oh, yeah, legions of people came together on that place. I loved it.
Well, you know, now there's Twitter, and then pretty soon they'll be pull your ear, and it'll be tweak your nose, and it'll be...
Oh, boy.
You know,
keep on communicating, I suppose, huh?
Really? What got you into writing Skip to the Beat? Anything in particular?
Yeah, sure. You know, you walk around, and you see people, and they're laughing, and they're happy, and then you see other people, and they're sad, and they're desperate. You see other people, and they're angry, and they're mean, and you go, holy Toledo. Right? Everybody's got something going on, and we don't take it personally, right? So.
No, not really. And honestly, Heidi does walk her talk because she spent so many years doing free concerts and, you know, and not to, of course she had to survive, and that's not always hard for people that are talking about what should be, because a lot of people turn their heads and they don't want to hear. But Heidi's voice is cool, and it gets this message, of course, which she's been giving for a long time. You know, it's a message a lot of you have, and we skip to the beat. Heidi, I didn't even go through this with you last time, but when did you start, what got you into playing? Did someone in your family play, or?
Mm-hmm. My mom was a singer, of course, I started in church. When I was about 5, I got to do my first solo, and I loved it, and the whole, you know, everybody, the whole congregation, and I went downstairs afterwards, and I was standing by the nursery, and I was 5, and this very tall man came up to me, and he leans down over top of me, and he goes, "You're going to be a star someday. Don't stop." And I said, "Oh, okay," you know, and then he just disappeared. He didn't go by me. He didn't go the other way. He didn't go into the nursery. He just, poof, he was gone. And that is the thing.
Really?
Fact that I love to sing, and I love people, and I love to perform. That man saying that to me put it into my head, you know? And
Was he wearing a wetsuit?
Nope, he was wearing a suit. He was wearing a church suit.
Yeah. Did he have a long beard, you know?
Nope, short hair, balding on top.
He must work for Mitt Romney. No, the person that did something good couldn't work for Mitt Romney.
No, yeah, he's on our team. He's on the good guys team for sure. So that was cool. You know, I remember it as clear as a bell.
How did it come together where, you know, you started to play and you started to write?
I began in punk rock when I was about 14 in the 80s. And I was heavy into that scene. We had all kinds of touring bands coming to Regina, which is where I'm from. And we had some of the greatest venues there with great sound systems and really good setups. And then from there I went to blues, and then I was singing, you know, always singing. I couldn't get my ideas across, so then I got a guitar for $100. Somebody sold me their Yamaha their daughter wasn't using that I knew, and I was about 19, I guess, when I started writing, and it was just a download. Lots and lots of music all coming over days and years, and it hasn't stopped since.
when you were in high school, what music did you like when you were in high school?
When I was in high school, I was listening to, well, we were painting peace signs on our skateboards and going to the Doughboys and Big Drill Car and Down by Law and All and, like, all these bands. Oh, and the Smiths. They were so beautiful and heavy in my world, the Smiths from England. You know, when I go back and listen to the lyrical content, it's all the same. It's the same band. We're all playing in the same band, even those guys. Even though it was delivered, you know, in a mosh pit, it was still beautiful. It was still about unity and getting along and doing our best and being lit up. And
that's funny. You said mosh pit. I'd never been in one. So
oh,
I was working Queensryche, and there was a show in Oakland that got famous because it was a, anyway, here's what happened. It was Soundgarden, Queensryche, and Metallica. So the place was full of freaked out people, and there was all the record company execs sitting on top. Now my stepson Sean, who works for SUHR, which is like probably the greatest guitars ever made, and basses. I was worried about him because he was in the mosh pit, so I wanted to see what it was like. And when I started to see the kickboxing going on within 1 feet of me, I decided this was not the place for me to be looking for Sean, that he could take care of himself.
Yeah,
and when
Now
listen, I was afraid. Now, except this, I was afraid. But Sean, he said it was cool. It was really great, you know. So that was a perspective of an older person. Still know the music.
Absolutely.
I still was there working Queensryche, and yeah. Sean got to sit down and talk to John from Metallica for about an hour. And of course, the record company was annoyed because it was only an hour to meet people. So all the record buyers never got to meet him. So that was sort of cool. I sort of, even though I never liked Metallica's music, I liked their show. They did a great show.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure. You know,
so what made you, let me ask you something. What made you write the song? Yes.
Oh, yes. It's the audience participation song. I would love for every person who comes to see me perform for the rest of my life, if they would like to make me really happy, they could learn the few lyrics in there that would be great for us all to sing together. Yes, we're going to make peace today. Yes, we're going to do it our way. Yay.
Right. I know. You know,
right?
Well, I fight for it, and you believe it, and you believe it.
Yeah,
you know,
I live it. Sure.
I'm a little more skeptical. I mean, Lang and I sort of knocked out Nixon when we pulled Woodstock off, you know. And now it's like our star, you know, our Beatles right now is Obama, and he could save, like the Beatles saved Capitol Records and give the industry such a push. I mean, it's like time to, start saying yes.
In the dark, I see you shining out like rainbows, and I do want to say thank you for best ahead of all the rest.
Heidi Little on the Spirit, with the Spirit. What would you? Who would you like to say yes right now?
The whole world.
What would you like? What should they say yes to?
A love.
I think I like the opening song that we are all playing in the same band.
Yeah, love, that feeling inside of ourselves that we can make it okay.
It's, you know, it's strange because when I was in India for the first time, and that was about 3 years ago, and I saw what was happening with the upper, you know, 99% of all the money in India belonging to the more 1% of the population, I came back and told Caroline that I could see this happening in the United States the way it's heading, you know, with Bush. And I just felt, and I see it happening in the United States. So everybody out there, keep the spirit, and we are going to win, you know.
Yeah.
But don't turn your back. And I think the upper demographics, which you say in the business, but everybody over like 55 out there, you know, you elected the people in the last 20 or 30 years. So, you know, we can't say, we let them in, but we're fighting these greedy people, these really greedy money people. So I don't think they say, when you said yes, I was saying, I wish the some of the smaller banks would get financed, you know, and so they could get money to the small businessmen and say yes, you know. And
yeah.
Say yes. You say yes to better schools. Say yes to a health plan. Say yes. And you're from Canada, so you know the benefits of having some backing by the government.
Yeah, they're having almost as much trouble as the U.S. is having with that kind of thing. I mean, the baby boomers. My dad, he was hit by a car Christmas and had to go into acute care and then into long-term care. And there's not enough beds for all of the people that are aging and who get injured. And it's a crisis literally across North America right now. They're not on the ball when it comes to the buildings that they need. And I mean, there's
Heidi, it's not just that. Z-Man could back it up. I mean, you know, everything that Obama has tried to get through, you know, to have the places built, you know, to help education more, to help people get out of the ghettos. I mean, are being stopped in Congress or the Senate.
Yeah.
You know, and it's for us, it's very frustrating here.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah, of course.
This is my basic philosophy with what's going on right now, and it has been since the day I was born. And this is what I do. This is what the music is about. We have inside of us, and you know this, and a lot of people know this, the power to change things for the better. And whether it be through meditation or prayer, that guiding our minds, the tool of our minds, connected with our hearts and our intentions, it's what makes this reality. And we have to make sure not to get infected by what they're saying, the fear people are saying. We cannot get infected. It's time to be strong in the love, and it's time to intention what we want for our children and ourselves and our future and our earth. And I want everyone out there listening right now, it's like so amazing how much a thought coupled with a feeling can really, really do. The turnaround is fast, it's swift, and it seems true. So I urge people to really keep their thoughts on what they want, not what they don't want, what they want, and to make smart choices for the future. You know, it's the time is now to seize what's going on. And, you know, with the politics, I know you're really into the politics, because I was immigrating, you know, and originally from Canada, I kept my nose out of the politics, you know. I came to the U.S. on a tour when Bush was in power to try and ground the energy here to oust him because he was creating world war. And I sung on street corners, and I sung in festivals, and I did performance venues and all kinds of things. And then when Obama got in, I was super happy because I really appreciate his light-filled notions and his loving heart and his care. And I believe in an economic caring future where people are paid to care for one another. If they can't do away with money, they should at least make peace make money, because then the suffering will stop. But, you know, it's what we make it. And it doesn't even matter at this point who gets into office anymore. I mean, it matters. It totally matters. But then on the spiritual front, we're going through such a huge transition right now and a transformation through 2013 and beyond that it's all about our hearts and what we're doing with each other and ourselves. That's what matters the most. They can go on, and they can go on. And what
well, you know what they've got to go on and do now, Heidi, because
oh, God.
I want
don't,
to play some music.
But
what?
You're going to okay, good. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me, like, oh, somebody's all these deaths or something like that. I was like, oh, God, I don't want to hear it. I don't
no,
watch the news
no,
anymore.
No, what you're
I
talking
don't.
About is the antithesis of Take
on.
Back Love.
Oh, Take Back. Here we go.
Like, pay back, take back.
Take back.
You are in, dude.
Oh, how you doing, Z-Man?
Good, Artie. How you been?
It's okay. You know, I had a feeling I was in. I wasn't quite sure. You know, God, that you go back in the old days, that would happen some nights. Anyway, think that one out. I heard this song when I first sent me a tape of it, not recorded, and I knew it was sort of special. And, you know, I'm more from the militant side, and Heidi's, you know, and I'm very on the spiritual side, and Heidi's more on the spiritual side, but militant in her own way. So there are many ways to be militant. Like I've been saying, email your congressman and say, if you don't back the president, I am not voting for you, and keep your word, you know. So this song, Heidi Butterfly, this is your single,
mm-hmm.
And what does the song mean to you, Butterfly?
Unity. Have you ever heard of that, the butterfly theory, where all the pieces of the butterfly will come together? It's all tied into the Rainbow Warriors and...
Yeah, because you know, I was connected with the Rainbow Warriors.
Sure, you still are, I'm sure. Yeah, so I really appreciated the whole theory and prophecy that all the members of the world would come together and create a huge ripple effect of love and care and empowerment. And so this is my unity song and our unity song, I hope. And it's the spring single.
Yeah,
and,
okay. Well, then why don't we... You know what, I always use it as a metaphor because I've had a lot of death and pain in my life at a very early age. And I always use when someone's hurting and comes to me for help, which a lot of people do because I am a certified as a grief counselor, too. After my daughter died, I had to learn that, mm-hmm. to try to help others, to help myself. Mm-hmm. And I always use the metaphor of the... don't worry because they're going to a better place. It's like the caterpillar turning into a butterfly. Mm-hmm. So right now, I think we're floating along like caterpillars, and we should turn into butterflies. So why don't we hear it?
Now I'm wrapped up tight with you. Hope and love go on for eternity. Cherish every moment that I have with you. Butterfly. Days and times like this, there's bumps in the road. Show.
that song really, I was flying, only, I always flash back to being a condor flying over the Andes. I go to that place. But that really did uplift me. What a great ending. And what a great song.
Awesome.
And what and a good choice, a good choice for a single.
Yay.
You know, now all we got to do is, you know, get rid of, you know, pay off commercial radio. So, you know, I mean, there are other people doing this. There's other shows on this on Artists First. They're playing music. But the thing is, we got to let the music get out. All the music used to get out, or a good part that was really good. Now I hear stuff that would have been hits back in the '60s that, because they came out, that wouldn't even have a chance now because they wouldn't get on radio. You know, saying it was still pop music time. Just radio has changed, you know. It's like the Rock Hall, or it's like Rolling Stone, and all the institutions, American Idol, all the hypes, you know. And Butterfly, though, very, very high and very spiritual. What put you in that head when you wrote that?
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Is this sort of like the story of your life?
Yeah, pretty much. Love, unity, yep, exactly. And just like, you know, it's my first full-on pop rock, full-on production. It's like no matter what I did or how it worked out for all the other four albums before it, always acoustic, and all I wanted was a rock record. So bad, that's what I wanted was a rock record. And so when I finally met Taz, Todd Osterhaus in Austin, Texas, and my bass player at the time, Ian Marshall Knox, introduced me to him, and we went out on his boat in the bathtub water in Austin, Texas. It was awesome. And he said, oh, I've got this studio. You should check it out. And he is just a maestro. He played guitar, and he did drums, and he did some bass lines. Like, that's off the new release, Power and Light. And virtual album format, right? Did you ever get into that virtual album that I sent you, Artie?
Trying to.
Oh, shoot. I sent him a jump drive.
I can't even get online.
Plug it in your computer, and then you just download this link. But that's the new format. Is I did six albums with this virtual album format. It's Carole King's manager, 30 years, and Chris Isaac. He invented it. His name is Whit Stewart. And then Christopher Gentile, they did, like, his family invented Clue and a power glove for a video game, and oh my gosh, when I had...
Who's Carol's manager? Because I used to write with Carol.
His name is Whit Stewart.
Huh.
Remember him?
No, I haven't seen Carol. Last time I saw Carol was about 20 years ago in L.A.
Sure.
We lived
on a farm with no running water.
Yeah, well, we did see each other for about 10 years, you know, at least... for a couple of hours, or because we all wrote in the same place at Screen Gems.
Cool.
You know, we'd see each other and we'd help each other in the studio. We'd do stuff.
I would love,
you know,
that to be a reality in my world, you know, cook up with other writers that are of the same, you know, genre.
Well, you know, right now there's no money for teachers, but, you know, I always thought it would be so great. I always thought trade schools, and if someone had an ability for music, then the state should try to build culture in the United States by backing that stuff. You know what? We just don't seem to follow through. Why'd you write the song Follow Through?
Because we need to.
Yeah, that was what I got from it when I heard it was that's what it was about, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It's pretty clear. See, man, do we have a song named called Follow Through by Heidi Little, Little Heidi? Heidi Little Heidi?
I think we do.
You feeling like you wanna give in?
It has to be, you know. It came from somewhere through Lindo and Mike and I, and it came to you, and then we did it all together, and we followed through. And guess what Heidi was saying in that song is, we have to follow through now. Is that what it was about, Heidi?
Yes, yep. I'd say it's a pretty crucial time, wouldn't you?
people don't realize that what really is happening, you know, that they're finding, you know, fish, you know, full of plastic because the industrial complexes are dumping plastic into the ocean, they're finding fish. I'm not sure if I'm correct, but I think there was some radioactive fish, 2,000 miles away from Japan.
I heard they were burning that stuff, too. Oh, my God, that's awful. I heard they were burning their radioactive material as well.
I know. Well, you know what? They'll use the cheapest way to make the profits of the corporations look good, so the stocks sell for more and the billionaires become worth, instead of $100 billion.
No.
It's almost like what I wrote the song The Pied Piper about. The old fable was about the bad people taking over and there being curfews. This is I'm the writer, so I could say this, you know. And music is what led people into freedom.
Right.
You know, and think about, all the wars and all the stuff. There was always one song for whatever country that came out to show the nationalism. Or more than that, we have to have internationalism right now.
Absolutely.
Because the United States is not the answer like it used to be to other countries' problems. We're more of the problem, I think, sometime. And, we've only given Obama, not even 4 years yet. And there are a lot more people working, and we do have cars being made in America. And that's I'm tripping off on politics.
I am so proud of us. I really am. There are some seriously beautiful folks here on this planet with us right now, and they are doing their best, and I love them for it. And that's who I focus on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I could tell through my Facebook posts because my wall's pretty active.
Yeah.
Who puts up what and who puts up. And I like the funny stuff. I don't like people advertising on my wall because it gets action,
Right.
But I don't mind if someone throws something up that turns everybody on. So.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
So what point did you write Bell Cook? Or what time? And Bell Cook, by the way, is Heidi went in and cut because she was feeling hot. She went in and cut the first cut from her next album, which is coming out.
July.
You shouldn't tell people this because then they won't get this one because they're going to say, "Well, I'll wait for the new one."
Oh, hopefully they can stop themselves from Butterfly.
I hope this cut is lousy so it doesn't take away from the single.
Oh my God, I love this cut so much. Holy Toledo. It's like full on with my new band. We got 4 songs in the can.
Hey, kids from Brooklyn, do not say Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo, it's so awesome. I love, love, love it. And we've played it out a couple of times, and people are all over it, so it's super cool. And it's a statement. I mean, every time I release a record, I think, oh, my gosh, this is just so. And then I make the next one, and I go, whoa, But
Richard calls Artie about 50 times and drives him crazy.
Right. I love you. It's all good. You know how it is. It's just, you know how it is. We just keep moving forward and keep doing what we can do and keep doing our best. And anyway, so this cut is, I'm actually starting a Kickstarter.com account so people can help me finish out the record. I need to raise another $1,500 to finish the album and get it to press. And you should see the packages for the people who sponsor. They are awesome. So I'm almost done it. I was hoping to be done for tonight's show just in case anybody was excited and turned on and they wanted to help me out, help us out, help the world out. But I guess tomorrow it'll be ready. I have to clear the Amazon banking thing. And
you know, there are a lot of Heidi Littles in the world, but not many that get to this point.
So
you should back the people that are creative.
Heidi Kornfeld, there is not one Heidi Little. Trust me, I've been looking.
That means that you don't exist yourself, right? You understand that?
Yeah,
you're only a figment of your imagination, huh?
No, absolutely not. I am the light lover and the star child girl who came here.
Well, be careful.
When
your
I
belly.
Go home, I hope I've completed what I came here to do.
Yeah. Well, you know, at this point, I'm going to put on Bell Cooked, and I'm going to say goodnight to you, so you could hang up anytime during it, because after that, I'm going to come out and just talk and then close the show.
Okay, well, I want to say thank you, then, for having me on the show, and I love you.
Yeah, and Bell Cooked.
What?
you know, good to take a step back because we've just been rocking for years now. You know, we've had the people from the big bands and the people that played Woodstock. And, you know, the last 2 years, it's been a lot of people happy because they know that they sang for an awful lot of people and got their music out. And I'm lucky because that happened to me very young, and it's a great feeling because it's not about, I never did anything to make money. I did it to make music, you know, and that's why I'm happy that I produced Burt Summer, and that's why I'm happy we could close with what we say always. Everybody out there, keep the spirit and hold the light.
And I've seen where I'd like to be. It's a place where your mind is free. If you've seen it, better keep it. Don't let go. Hold the light, it's so bright. I can't describe it, but it's right and easy to find it. Hold the light. And I know what I want to do. I can try to enlighten you. If you've seen it, better keep it. Don't let go. I would like to teach. If you've seen it,